Are you ready to start living and creating your life from possibility, joy, and ease? What if every day could be a miraculous adventure? Welcome to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. Join us for a dynamic conversation of creation and possibility. Now, here is our host, creatress of magnitude, Heather Nichols.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. Welcome, welcome to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. I'm really just so looking forward to this week's show, this conversation, and this very special guest that we have with us here today. We are going to be talking about the kingdom of we today, the kingdom of we, which a lot of people think when they're functioning from the kingdom of we, it doesn't include them. And a lot of people just would rather have it be all about them. And and there's something just so amazing when you start to actually play with what is the kingdom of we and what would it be like if we could have a reality where, you know, everything that we all choose and be in the world makes the world a greater place. And this topic actually came up because of the guests that we have here today. Marnie Baronko is truly one of my favorite people to work with. I work with her in Access Consciousness a fair amount, and she absolutely embodies this energy and is just such a gift to the world and to everybody that she comes into contact with, and does a lot of stuff on the behind the scenes for Access Consciousness that is just so brilliant and not a lot of people see other than the people that have the total joy of working with her. She's also a certified facilitator and mom and just beautiful being. So I'm super excited to have you here this week, Marnie. Welcome.
Thank you, Heather. And thanks for all of that. You're making me cry.
I know. I was about to start crying too.
Yeah.
It's one of those days. And truly, I am so grateful for you. And I was like, I want to have Marnie on my show. And then I'm like, well, what should the topic be? And I'm like, well, of course, it should be this.
Yeah, I was excited when you came up with the topic.
I know. So, tell us a little bit about you and your journey of just whatever you want to share. Tell us about you, Marnie.
Okay, that's like a really broad question.
I know. I'm question queen.
I like broad. I was always like a fan of essay questions because you can go wherever you want to, which I like. So kind of where the whole thing of the kingdom of we started for me was through Access Consciousness, because that's where I heard the term kingdom of we. And so I guess a good place to start would kind of be where I came across Access Consciousness. And it was about 8 years ago, and I was married at the time. And so my ex-husband and our son and I were at a metaphysical bookstore, you know, buying Buddhas and incense and all the things that one does. And I was, of course, chasing the three-year-old around the store, making sure he wouldn't break anything. Mm-hmm. And my son's dad was standing in front of the books and the CDs and just kind of looking over everything. And a gentleman walked up and he said to the gentleman, "How do you get this stuff to work?" He's like, "I read all this stuff and I look at all these, you know, watch these movies and blah, blah, blah. How do you get it to work?" And the guy said, "Well, Access Consciousness. Have you heard of it?" And he said, "No." And they were trying to pull it up on their phones and they couldn't get it. But long story short, we went home and he started looking at some things and kind of dropping some things to me like, you might really like this. You should check this out. So I worked at home, and one day it was a really quiet afternoon. So I thought, you know what? I'm just going to look. I'm just going to see what is this Access Consciousness thing and what is it all about. And I sat down and I started finding some videos from Gary Douglas and from Dr. Dane here. And I was just like, I couldn't stop just listening and watching. And I'm going to cry now. I was listening to Dane and he said, consciousness is the place where everyone and everything is included and nothing and no one is judged and left out. And I like stop, rewind, and I listen to it over and over. Consciousness is where everything and everyone is included, and where nothing and no one is judged and left out. And I just had tears streaming down my face because it was this possibility that I knew existed in the world. And it put words to something that I always knew could be and I always desired for it to be. And it was like, like the whole body sigh of that. Wow. And that is exactly what the kingdom of we is all about. It's like where we drop our walls and our barriers and we stop looking through the eyes of judgment and we stop living our life from separation and from comparing myself to you and you to this and everything else. There's no comparison, no separation, no judgment, total allowance of everything that is. And when I picture and imagine that energy in the world, that's the world that I want to live in. That's the world that I want to create. That's the world that I desire for my kids and for just for the entire world, because that's the energy that changes everything. So that was kind of, that was the beginning of that energy of the kingdom of we. And it was like, it was in, you know, you have those moments where somebody says something or something enters into your awareness so fast. And it's like everything changes faster than you can even like wrap your head around it or put words to it. It was like, boom, like that, like this whole space opened up of, I knew this was possible. And what would it take to have more of this in the world?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, totally, totally. And what I love about, what you just shared and just this whole conversation is like, it is, you know, where it started for you guys was looking for something that actually was pragmatic, you know, and going, okay, this is a great idea. You know, all this consciousness stuff is a great idea.
Yes.
And when you talk about the kingdom of we and nothing is judged and everything is included, it like most people would go, yeah, that's a great idea.
Right.
And one of the things that I love so much, and the reason I, you know, I used to do all kinds of other things too. And when I found excess consciousness, I was like, you know, this actually, it just works. Like it is pragmatic. It does work. And it's like, it just started changing things that I had been wanting to change in my life so much faster than anything else I had ever done. And really giving, like, while simultaneously expanding that space of that kingdom of we and letting go of judgment and having more joy and possibility and, you know, all the fun things that we like to have. Yes. And so it's so cool to have, I mean, I'm still, like, in awe, you know, that we get to have these conversations and choose, like, have the tools and live this reality of creating every single day if we would like to.
Yes.
A different world in a way that does, you know, expand that energy and is pragmatic and works.
Yeah. And one of the most pragmatic tools for me in that is anytime I would notice myself in judgment of myself, which tends to be the number one place I go with judgment, or or someone else. Mm-hmm. It's just the or it's just the thing of saying, interesting point of view. I have that point of view. You know, noticing what someone's doing, noticing that I'm doing separation, noticing that I'm like, you stay over here because I don't really want to deal with you right now with what you're choosing. And then going, oh, interesting point of view. I have that point of view. Yeah. And just continuing to say that until it like diffuses the energy of the judgment and the separation and allows for a different possibility. And and one of my other favorite things about the kingdom of we and a piece that really was dynamically missing in my life for a long time is that it includes me. And I mean, you said this in the beginning of the show, but it's like we tend to do this thing of either it's all about me and, you know, everyone else can just go the heck away because it's all about me, or it's all about everyone else and I'm supposed to sacrifice for everyone else and I have to give up me for everyone else. And, you know, if you're a parent at all, a lot of us, we were taught to function that way, you know, is give up ourselves, sacrifice ourselves, make it all about the kids or make it all about the family or make it all about whoever. And one of the awesome things about the kingdom of we is it actually includes me. And I actually get to ask, what would work for me in this situation? And if I was creating my life, then what would I choose? Mm-hmm. And we tend to do relationship and friendship from this place of either I align and agree with you for the most part, how you think, what you choose, what you do. So I consider you my friend and then we relate on this level. Mm-hmm. And then there's the other of, nah, I don't really think the way you think or see things the way you see them. So I'm going to resist and react to you. And you're over here either in the non-friend category or the enemy category. But we're always looking at it from I align and agree with you. So sure, we can hang out. Nope, I resist and react to most of what you are. So you go over there. And the kingdom of we is like this space of I'm aware of you. And I'm aware of me. I honor your choices and I honor my choices. And it includes like the whole thing of it where we don't actually have to function from this place of either aligning and agreeing or resisting and reacting. We can include all of it.
It's amazing. It's really amazing. The whole piece that I'm like, there's like 8 million things I want to say from what you just said. One of the things is like the going back to that piece about how the kingdom of we includes me, you know, that I remember like, that's been in the foundation manual for a long time. And it's always this moment in that, in the foundation class, which is a 4-day access consciousness core class, where, you know, people, I just remember so many moments of talking about that with people in class when I'm facilitating and having them just go, wow, you mean, I actually matter in this whole thing? And just the notion that you having joy, that you choosing things that work for you, that contribute to you, that expand your life, just the notion that could actually make the world a greater place is so new and so different for so many people. Because like you said, as parents, it's like we are so raised to believe, you know, not just with our kids, but with everything. It's like the way that you make the world a greater place is by not mattering, not needing anything, not desiring anything, like not, you know, just being this like selfless, you know, Mother Teresa, whatever, just like, I'm just going to contribute. But contribution actually includes the energy of receiving. And so, and if it doesn't, then it's not contribution, it's service, which is a totally different energy. And, so it's just so that's been one of the greatest reliefs for me, and still something that I have to kind of come back to is when I actually do things, like if I'm doing stuff that's not fun for me, not expanding my world, not like contributing to my life, it's not actually going to have the impact in the world that I'm asking to have.
No. And it really starts with actually recognizing the gift and the contribution that we each be. And that there's so much in this reality that says what you do, if you do enough, and if you do enough good enough, then you're valuable. And that message is propelled on us so much that we get so good at doing and doing and doing and taking care of and sacrificing. And even when we're just completely exhausted with taking care of the entire world, which I don't know where we decided that was our job, but we did. Right. And even when we're exhausted, we're still looking in the mirror going, was it enough? Is it enough? Am I enough? Was it good enough? Yeah. And so part of the being able to include us in the creation of our life is to stop and to go, wow, actually who I be is a gift and a contribution. Actually, the energy of me doesn't exist anywhere else on this planet. Yeah. And so, and when I'm doing to try to prove my worth and value, I'm actually not being the gift and the contribution that I be. Yeah. So if, you know, there's a really important step of going, wow, this might be a really new space for me, a really new territory to say, actually me, the being without any doing is a gift and contribution to the world. And from that space, then how can I include me in the creation of my life?
Oh my God. That's amazing. Totally. And you know, the thing about being and doing is so many people think that being doesn't include doing, you know, like, I'm just like, I love it when people say, I'm just going to be. It's like, well, that's maybe when you're being, you're dynamically engaged with
doing. I mean, I do way, way, way more, but from a place of like playfulness, joyfulness, and ease when I'm functioning in the kingdom of we, when I'm acknowledging the gift of me, when I'm including me in it, I go way faster. I accomplish way more and it's way more fun.
Yeah.
Because the whole energy is, I mean, when you look at the energy you put into doing to prove something, when you no longer have to put energy into doing to prove something, there is this infinite energy and possibility available to you to actually create and do and have so much fun doing it, because that energy is not going to something that's proving, it's going to actually creating your life.
Yeah. Yeah, and proving is, it's such a, there's an energy of real, of like push with it,
yes,
that I'm always inviting myself to just be aware of, you know, and go, wow. I mean, I've changed so much with that energy and still go, wow, okay, no, that's, there's still a little bit of that there, like proving to me or proving to somebody else,
right,
or, and that's one of the big demands that I've had in my world lately is, yeah, just not that, not to have that energy and really go, okay, so if I gave up proving, you know, yeah, what would I actually, you know, what would that be like? What, like,
yeah,
and I know for me, one of the things that's popped is like, oh, but would I actually, like the sort of the point of view of like, but would I actually be doing enough? Would I be getting, mm-hmm, enough done, you know?
Yeah.
And it's been so fun because even in the past like month or so, I've just really allowed myself to go, okay, Let me find out what that's like. Mm-hmm. And if I don't do a damn thing, or if I don't get anything accomplished or get anything done, then that's okay. You know, I'd like to actually know what it is to be as the dominant space that I live from and create from, and to not have the proving and to not have the doing, like the sped up doing. And
right.
It's been pretty phenomenal, actually.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. And it can actually, on the outside looking in, it can look somewhat like the same, because,
yeah,
you are still doing a lot of the same things, but the space and the when you're functioning from the other space of the kingdom of we, of the space of choice, of the space of not trying to prove something, it just has feels so different.
Yeah.
Day out.
Well, there's a relaxation to it,
yeah,
that to me has really changed my sense of what receiving is. And just to like to, and you know, 'cause if that energy of receiving isn't there, then we're not, like, whatever you're trying to create in your life, if you're not,
yeah,
being, and if you're not being, you're not receiving, and all of that is a very relaxed space, and super dynamic at the same time. And, but it's funny because, speaking of pragmatic, and we're just about to go to a break, but, so this will be a teaser for what we can talk about, yeah, afterwards. If you, like, what I've started to just really remind myself is that if I don't have that space of being and receiving and relaxation and kingdom of we and all of that, that I'm working really dynamically against myself. Like, what I would,
yeah,
like to create in the world will show up so much faster and with more ease and joy,
yes,
if I relax.
And it invites people in.
Yeah.
In a whole different way.
Yeah. Totally different way. Yeah.
Yes.
So we are going to take our first break, and just more when we come back. This is Heather Nichols here with Marnie Baranco talking about the kingdom of we.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour, and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness, the BARS. The BARS is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The BARS is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a BARS session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a BARS class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Hi, this is Dr. Dane here. Have you felt different your whole life? A dreamer? A seeker? An outsider? Always wrong no matter how hard you try? What if there's a completely different way of functioning in this reality? What if you, truly being you, could change everything and the world? If you'd like to find out, go to beingyouclass.com. 12 years ago, I was on the verge of suicide, and I came into contact with some amazing tools that changed everything for me. Today, I live a life I couldn't even imagine possible at that time. I have the honor of traveling around the world facilitating thousands of people on how to change their lives with these very tools. I'd like to share some of them with you. Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for my free video series. My gift to you. What if the tools to change everything are available now? Are you ready to explore these tools in this energy live? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com. You know if this is for you. You always do.
Have you always wondered what it would be like to have more fun, ease, joy, and success in your business? What if your business could be more fresh, vibrant, and thriving every day? Heather Nichols' Generative Business Pods program is a 6-month business creation intensive of embodying question, choice, possibility, and contribution as the main elements for creating a dynamically different and wildly successful business. What if exponential growth in your business and income could come from being more of you? Find out more at heathernichols.com/businesspods.
Build a better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate. Change. Succeed.
You're listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to Heather at heathernichols.com. That's Heather at heathernichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Heather Nichols, and we're here this week with Marnie Branco talking about the kingdom of we. So we were just chatting at the break about the pragmatics of this whole thing. We were saying how it is really a pragmatic choice and conversation, and in a different way than most people are used to. And Marnie mentioned while we were on break, you know, one of the things that shows up a lot with people is sort of an either or. It's like, I either give myself up to quote unquote contribute to other people, or you know, when I realize that I can start to choose for me, choosing for me becomes this, there becomes this like pushback, you know, or just a sense of like excluding other people, or doing it from resistance and reaction, and or even just assuming that people aren't going to get it, and you know, just doing separation, you know. So what you got on that, Miss Marnie?
Well, it's interesting. So when we're not doing the kingdom of we do live in the polarity. It's the polarity of love and hate. It's the polarity of I draw you in and then I spit you out. It's the polarity of, you know, as long as we're and, you know, on the same path here and we're sinking, then it's cool. But if the moment we're not, then I pull my energy out of your world and I separate and I put up walls and barriers. And so the opposite of the kingdom of we requires polarity. And you look around, that's where most of the world functions from. And so the kingdom of we is the other perspective. The kingdom of we is this other place where you can function in relationship and connecting and navigating the world with other people that doesn't have to do either one of those things. And it becomes such a huge invitation because it's different. It's not how most of the world functions. And just an example, so because it's like, how do you choose for you, especially if you know it's not a choice someone else is going to like, and not go into the put up the walls and the barriers and the distance and the separation, because I don't want to deal with it, because I'm going to choose this, because this is what works for me, and I'm pretty clear that it's not going to work for you. So what option do I have if it's not the separation from you? And an example of something with my 9-year-old, he was just like not happy one day and wouldn't talk about it. And finally I said, come on, dude, you know, you've got to give me something here. There's obviously something bugging you and you're not telling me what it is. And he goes, well, you just used to be here every night with me. And the last 3 weeks, 2 times a week, who's counting? Obviously you're going out with your friends or you're doing other things and blah, blah, blah. I said, yep. And he said, and I don't like it. I said, okay. So he goes, so that means you're going to stop? I said, no. That doesn't actually mean it's going to stop, that I'm going to stop. Yeah, I'm going to continue to choose this because this actually is contributing to my life and my world. This is something that works for me. So I'm aware of you. I'm not going to pull my energy out of your world. I'm not going to separate from you. I'm aware that this is not a choice that you like. Is there something that would make this easier for you? Is there something that I can contribute to you? Because this is really actually what's working for me right now. And he sat there and he goes, actually, you already do it. And I said, what do you mean? He goes, well, you always check in. Do you want your brother to watch you? Do you want a babysitter? What do you want for supper? What do you require so that you're having fun and you're enjoying your evening? He goes, you already do that, Mom. I said, yeah. So are we good? He goes, yeah, we're good.
I love it.
Right? But so there's the space of, first of all, choosing that no matter what, I'm never going to give up me. I'm going to choose for me. But at the same time, I'm going to be aware of what it's creating in your universe. I'm going to be aware of what's happening in your world. I'm not going to pull away, separate, take my energy out of your universe. And if there's something I can contribute to you, I'll do that. Yeah. And if there's some way that we can stay with this open space, cool. If you choose no, that's okay. But I'm not going to choose not to. I'm not going to choose to separate. So being willing to just be clear on what works for us, to choose what works for us, be aware of everybody else, and not choose separation.
Well, and the thing that makes me think of is one thing that Dane here, who's one of the co-creators of Access Consciousness, has been playing with a lot lately, which is like hashtag not my problem. It's like,
right.
So the sense of like the other people's problems aren't your problem, and it doesn't mean that they are wrong, or that like that the problems are wrong, or that the people are wrong, or that anything like that you have to like push them away or separate from them. But there's just this space, and it really is that interesting point of view that you mentioned, that the space of going, cool, so this person has this going on, or this point of view, or this whatever, this request, and it isn't actually a problem. And I love how like with your son, he was making it a problem. And as soon as you didn't make it a problem, he had the space to not make it a problem.
Totally. Yeah. And there's this space of, so we have this idea that if we're somebody's friend, if we're a good mom, if we're a good, you know, partner, if we're a good whatever, that we sacrifice for them. That if they're stuck somewhere, we come down from wherever we are to go meet them at the space that they're functioning in to try to, you know, bring them out of it and all this kind of stuff. So it becomes all about the other person, all about putting your energy into the other person. But the only thing that happens there is you both get stuck in it, because then you're engaging on the same energy field that created it. You can't create something else. So the only possibility for change is for you to stay clear and to stay choosing for you and to stay in the space of you with the awareness of the other person. Then, like you just said, then there's an invitation if they choose to have something else. And if they don't, you didn't spiral down to where they are. You stayed in the space of you. And that's the space of invitation. That's the space where something can change. That's the space where something greater can get created.
Yeah. And it's the space of kingdom of we, which, you know, people don't, you know, there's not like there, people tend to use guilt and things like that to try to control other people to, you know, choose what they would like them to choose. And, but that kingdom of we is like, no, I totally honor where you are. I like, you are like, I am space. I'm space with your points of view or what's going on in your world. I recognize that I don't have to be responsible to fix it. And, but that doesn't mean that I'm making you or it wrong. And then there's just this, like, it really, it does become this really dynamic invitation. And then we also get to, one of the things I've been noticing for me lately with playing more with this energy is just the joy and the fun that I am allowing myself to have in my life now in a way that I really wasn't before. Like, and part of it has come out of this conversation, and part of it has also just come out of a demand of like, I don't actually want to spend my life with my nose in my computer. You know, I love creating and I love being, you know, getting a lot done and all of that. And you know, what are the things like, they're really just like play, you know, those things that I can do to just play. And, and adding like the most unexpected things to my life that I never would have thought I would have chosen. When I was functioning from my choices being about taking care of everybody else and what they wanted me to do. Totally. And now that I'm like, no, actually, I want to choose what's fun for me. I'm having so much fun.
Right. So, well, so and you bring up a good point, because when we do start to choose for us and to include us in the creation of our life, instead of making it about everyone else, that's going to make some people in your world unhappy and uncomfortable, yeah, and maybe even mad. Yeah. And that a lot of that starts to get hurled your direction, because they like it when you're at their beck and call. They like it when they're in control of you doing exactly what they would like you to do. They like it when you're taking care of everything. So when you start to go not from separation and push away, mm-hmm, from totally still including them, you start to choose for you, you might find some of those energies being directed right at you. And one of the things I love to do is to just put my hands on my body somewhere, put my tummy, my thighs, wherever, just like make contact and feet on the ground and just go internally inside. I say barriers down, barriers down, barriers down. Mm-hmm. And we have this idea sometimes that it's the walls and the barriers that protect us, but it's actually not true. The walls and the barriers keep out everything. And everything means everything. It means joy. It means play. It means fun. It means kindness. It means everything. Mm-hmm. So the barriers don't actually protect. So when we let the barriers down, then all of a sudden that energy that might even be like laser beamed at us, it just can just go. It doesn't have to land. It doesn't have to stick us. It doesn't have to make us shrink and be small. We can just let it be there, and we don't have to be at the effect of it.
Yes.
Yeah,
and that's like that practice of just lowering your barriers is so cool, because I do a lot of online energy pulls with people, and that's a huge part of pulling energy is actually lowering your barriers, and because it's all about receiving, and you can't receive if you have barriers, and people always ask me, you know, well, how do you lower your barriers? And I love that you just ask.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And you don't have to like push that. Like, I mean, sometimes it is like a demand of like, no, I'm not going to have barriers right now. But, right. But it isn't a like, there's no like formula or like jump around on one foot while twirling around four times. And, you know,
right. You just have to ask.
Just ask. Yeah. And that's such a Kingdom of We energy, you know, of like choosing to have no barriers. And even just that ask and receive reality, it's like, just like, you know, that vulnerability that is just such a beautiful, again, invitation.
Yeah. And the receiving is totally the Kingdom of We. And it's the willingness to receive all of it without a point of view. I mean, it's easy to go, I like receiving kindness. I like receiving generosity. I like receiving money. Judgment, maybe not so much. No. But when we will drop the barriers to the judgment and let the judgment be there and receive everything, then that is actually the Kingdom of We, and it actually contributes to us creating greater.
Totally. Yeah.
And another,
Go ahead.
I was going to say another tool I love to use if there's intensity with what somebody's delivering at you is just to ask the question, you know, how big do I need to make myself? How big do I need to be to not be at the effect of this? And you just that question again, it's as simple as ask and receive. You ask that question, and all of a sudden you go from the confined little space of the laser beam that's coming at you to a space that's much bigger where it's not a thing and you're not an effect of it.
Totally. Adding space to anything makes it greater.
So true.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was just gonna say something, and I interrupted you. No, we were both all inspired and excited. I know what it was. The whole thing about, you know, I recently had this realization that it was kind of like what you said, where I was like, well, I'm willing. There's certain things that I'm willing to receive, and there's even certain like negative judgments that I'm willing to receive, and then like a whole universe of negative judgments that I wasn't willing to receive, right. Which was really, it was like a cute moment when I realized that. And so I made the demand to change that. And which has also been part of having a lot more fun, because if you aren't willing to receive, you know, yep. there's a whole lot that you can't, like, there's a whole lot of things that you won't choose. but one of the questions I've been asking in the past couple days even is, what energies exist that can contribute to this, like that can contribute to this and that can change this, like if I'm aware of something that could change. And it is the sense of like, all energies can be a contribution, even yes. the most heinous judgments. If we don't judge them, if we don't defend against them, if we don't try yes. to make them go away, then all energies can actually contribute, you know? And sometimes yes. it's just the question of that and inviting, okay, cool. So there's different energies that are available. If I didn't judge them, if I didn't defend against them, that could actually change whatever this is right now. Yeah. And just asking for it.
Yeah. And even the willingness to be whatever that energy is. One thing I love to play with is when I find myself like really contracted because somebody's got a point of view about me, you know, whatever. She's a selfish bitch. You know, that's someone's point of view about me. And I'm crunchy about that because I don't want them to think that about me. I don't want them to think this thing about me. I don't want them to judge me that way. I'll play with, so what if I was willing to be a selfish bitch? And if I'm willing, again, that's the dropping the barriers instead of resisting and reacting to somebody's point of view. Actually, the willingness to be the energy doesn't mean I have to. I can choose it or not. But the willingness to be it, then all of a sudden, there's not this stickiness in my universe anymore. It's okay. I can be that. That's fine.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's like how if you're willing to have the choice to just turn something around or to be interesting point of view or to lower your barriers, it's amazing. And even like to turn it up and to go, all right, totally. Well, how much fun can I have being so selfish?
You know? Right? You think this is selfish. Let me show you.
Right. You ain't seen nothing yet. And neither have I.
Totally. So we touched on this a little before and maybe we need to do this after the break, 'cause it might take a minute. And now I just lost my train of thought.
All right. Well, we'll break and then we'll come back. So we will take our next break. Thank you, everybody. And we'll be back in just a moment.
We're on Facebook along with some of the greatest minds of the world. And that includes you. Visit us on Facebook at Voice America Empowerment.
Have you always wondered what it would be like to have more fun, ease, joy, and success in your business? What if your business could be more fresh, vibrant, and thriving every day? Heather Nichols' Generative Business Pods program is a 6-month business creation intensive of embodying question, choice, possibility, and contribution as the main elements for creating a dynamically different and wildly successful business. What if exponential growth in your business and income could come from being more of you? Find out more at heathernichols.com/businesspods.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and as a result cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Hi, this is Dr. Dane here. Have you felt different your whole life? A dreamer? A seeker? An outsider? Always wrong no matter how hard you try? What if there's a completely different way of functioning in this reality? What if you, truly being you, could change everything and the world? If you'd like to find out, go to beingyouclass.com. 12 years ago, I was on the verge of suicide, and I came into contact with some amazing tools that changed everything for me. Today, I live a life I couldn't even imagine possible at that time. I have the honor of traveling around the world facilitating thousands of people on how to change their lives with these very tools. I'd like to share some of them with you. Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for my free video series. My gift to you. What if the tools to change everything are available now? Are you ready to explore these tools and this energy live? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com. You know if this is for you. You always do.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You're listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to Heather at HeatherNichols.com. That's Heather at HeatherNichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Heather Nichols, and we're here this week with Marnie Barranco talking about the Kingdom of We. And we were actually also just chatting about how we're both, I was like, Marnie, what classes do you have coming up? And we're both doing a foundation class over New Year's, which I'm just, it's such a fun energy. Just festive holiday, you know, what a better way to bring in the new year than to have a foundation class, which is really, like, I always say, kind of like the only toolbox really that you need to change everything in your life and to create whatever you would like to create. So do you want to let people know, Marnie, where and what else and where they can find you and all that?
Yeah, so there's two places you can find me. My website is marniebe.com, and that's marniebe.com. Or you can go to the Access Consciousness website and look up Marnie Barranco, and you'll find my classes there. And we are starting December 30th. It's in Colorado Springs, and so then it'll be 4 days from there. And I'm really excited about, like you said, Heather, the energy of it's like ending the year and starting the new year. And it is, this class is so packed full of tools that you can use to change everything. And what I love the most about the tools is that it's not hard. I had this whole concept that to create change, you really have to work hard, and it's this practice, and you must daily, you know, follow these things, and you just work your ass off and you barely get any change. And then I found these awesome foundation tools, and you ask a question and things change. You know, you just like miraculous, things start to change and everything starts to show up different. And the whole concept of it's got to be hard and difficult, and it's actually not true. And so, a lot of us have done the whole New Year's resolution thing. For me, I failed miserably last about a week, and then you get to have something else to beat yourself up with and feel guilty about. And so what if you could end the year and start the new year with a whole set of tools to not judge you and to actually create your life as the playground of possibility it would love to be? That's what it'll be about. And it's in Colorado Springs. I don't know if I said that part.
You did. You did. That's awesome. We're going to be like taking over Colorado.
Are you in Denver for yours?
Boulder at my house. Okay. Yeah. Okay. And same dates, December 30th through January 2nd. I think Ann Maxwell has one in Denver too. So we have Colorado Springs, Denver, and Boulder.
That is awesome.
Yeah, really, really cool.
Yeah. And even if you don't live in Colorado, it's an amazing place to visit. I'll just say that.
It is. It's so beautiful here. Really, really beautiful. Yes. Yeah. So what else? Where can we go with the last bit of this conversation here about this whole topic?
Yeah, well, what I started to say before the break, and we did touch on this before, but we really have had it ingrained in us that to change the world, to make the world a greater place, that it's about sacrificing, it's about selflessness, it's about giving up you, it's about working hard, it's about, you know, judging what's right and wrong and then trying to fix what's wrong and make everything more right. And that is so exhausting, and that so doesn't work, and that's so just leaves us really with a sense of helpless, hopeless despair and all of that kind of stuff. And the Kingdom of We is the other possibility. The Kingdom of We is the energy that changes all of that to where you actually become the creator of your life. You actually choose the joy that's available. You actually live in the possibility that's available. You actually acknowledge and honor you. And from that space, you include everybody else, even the things that don't make sense to you, even the things that you would never choose. You come into the place of being able to receive that and be with it without a point of view and without judgment. And that is such an invitation and such a different way of being in the world that it creates the change. I mean, I think there was a book, Be You, Change the World. And it's actually true. And be you. Being you is the kingdom of we. Being you is the space of no judgment. Being you is the space of including you in the creation of your life. And that just is a different possibility for the entire world. And you know, we like to think that it's the big things that create the change. It's actually the choices that we make that create the change.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It is. It really is. I'm so glad you said that. That's something I've been really inviting myself to do lately. And it's just like going every single day, you know, what if I just added one thing or did one thing or just, you know, took one action toward a change that I thought was, you know, farther, like too far away or too far into the future or not possible or whatever, but just one thing every day just to nurture the future and to, you know, create something different. And it's been so cool to play with that. 'Cause there are things that I have been like, yes, someday I'd like to do that, or someday I'd like to create that or have that, that I'm now actually really including in my world. From doing this. And it's, that is also just that sense of like, everything's available to us, you know, if we're willing to choose it.
Yes.
And these tools that are just so dynamic and effective and weird and pragmatic and they work and all that. It's like just continuing to play with them and to choose and to go, all right, I'm going to have this. I'm going to be this. You know, what can I do today to create this right away? What can I be today to create this right away? It's just amazing the sort of like cumulative effect that shows up in our worlds when we play in that way.
Totally. And one other thing on the kingdom of we too is it is an energy, and it's like, our first language when we come into the world is the language of energy. Before we know words, we're perceiving, we're knowing, we're being, we're receiving everything that's going on. And there's this language of energy that no matter what point of view someone's functioning in, no matter what belief system they've constructed, no matter what choices they're making in their life, there is energy that we are all connected. There is no separation. And that's actually the language that was our first language. And one of my favorite stories of just that whole thing of the energy and the kingdom of we, I was at a coffee shop and I work from home. So a lot of times I'll need to just go someplace besides home. So take my computer and, you know, sometimes it's Chuck E. Cheese when I got the kids. But today I was by myself. So I was at this coffee shop and there was a young man with Down syndrome who was washing the window. And, you know, we have this reality has all kinds of points of view about Down syndrome. What it is, you know, is it something wrong? Is it what needs to be done? Or there's a discomfort that some people have with someone who's different, whatever all that is. So anyway, he's washing the window and I'm typing and he would look up at me and smile. And then I would smile back and I'd go back to my thing and he'd go back to his thing. And we did this for probably 5 minutes. And then all of a sudden he looks down on the floor and he picks something up and he comes skipping over to my table and it's a quarter and he holds it out to me and he says, a beautiful coin for a beautiful person. And he puts it in my hand. It's just like the energy that he was in that was like, that is so like he was cool. Giving me $1 million. It was like he was giving me everything he had. And so, you know, I said, thank you. And the manager comes over. Is he bothering you? I was like, no. Actually quite the opposite. And I said, you know, I come in here often and all of your employees are good, but I said, he's the best actually. He's a kindness that's just amazing. And so anyway, I said, could he take a break? Would you give him like 15 minutes? And he said, I guess that's fine. So he sat down by me and his name is John and we ordered cherry Cokes and he had his with extra cherry and we sat there for 15 minutes and like we said very few words. There was just like giggles and smiles and communion. There was like no distance, no separation, no, we didn't have to have a conversation. Nobody had an agenda. Nobody was trying to impel something on somebody else. Nobody was trying to do the proper ways of socially interacting. We were just sitting and sipping cherry Coke and sharing communion that is available to all of us with everyone on the planet in any given moment, if we choose it. If we're willing to drop our barriers, if we're willing to receive whatever is right there in our space with us and in front of us, that's what's available to us every moment of every day. And that's the kingdom of we.
And we can choose. Now I'm crying.
Yeah, the thing that I love is it's like truly a choice I can make right now. Kingdom of we. Choice I can make right now, barriers down. Choice I can make right now, allowance, interesting point of view for whatever's showing up in front of me.
Yeah.
Totally. And when you choose it, and when I choose it, and then when somebody else goes, whoa, that's kind of really cool. I've not seen that before. What an invitation. I might try that too. Then all of a sudden, it's like the little tiny candle becomes this blazing light, and the whole reality that's possible on the planet changes. It changes.
Hallelujah.
Can I get a witness? But I got one.
What's that?
I said I was going to say, can I get a witness? But you didn't.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is amazing that this is an energy that people are hungry for.
They are.
You know, but they don't know. I mean, vulnerability, you know, that's a lot of what you're talking about. It's like that, it doesn't exist in the world as a possibility and a choice for us to have and be as we relate to each other. And
yeah,
so because you're willing to do it, it's like, and be it and just go, you know, people might get really uncomfortable and that's fine, you know, but they also might be really inspired to choose something.
And that's the cool thing in the kingdom of we. Either one is fine, and it doesn't affect you. If someone chooses it, you're like, yay. If they choose it, okay, and you go on.
Yeah.
And the vulnerability piece, we have so many points of view that if we're vulnerable, it means pain, it means hurt, it means being walked on. But what if none of that's true? Yeah. What if actually the opposite is true? What if it's the walls and the barriers that cause the hurt and the, all of that stuff? And what if it's actually the vulnerability that brings what we're asking for in our lives, brings the joy and the peace and the ease and creates something greater.
Well, it's a potency too that, you know, people don't always get, like, because vulnerability in this reality is such a weak energy, like the just projection that it's weak or whatever, that you're weak if you're vulnerable.
Yeah.
And yet there's such a potency when you're willing to be that different and you're willing to be that dynamic of an invitation to people. Really phenomenal. I'm like, now we could do a whole radio show on the five elements of intimacy. Another one of my favorite topics.
Well, you could probably do about 10 shows on vulnerability.
These truly are conversations and energies that can be, like, we can continue to choose and weave into our lives and weave into our worlds and what we're creating and being and just creating as a world and as a future. And it's so, it's like, in a way, these, like, it's so simple, and yet every moment, I mean, just like what you chose, what you did with this young man, Marnie, is like such a gift. Like, I look at the energy of that and it's like, wow. You know, that was a huge choice, you know, even though you're just like, sit down, let's have some cherry coke, you know, but to be different, to be really, really different, you know, not just to talk about it, to actually live it.
Yeah, to actually live it. And that's a huge part of the kingdom of we too, is you don't ask anyone else to do or be what you desire to see in the world. You do it, you be it, you choose it. Don't judge anybody who is or isn't. That's their choice and their creation, but you choose the energy that you wish to see in the world. You be it.
Yeah.
And
because chances are too that, you know, not, I mean, we all have our own awareness of what's possible. And when, like, maybe you're the only one who knows about what, you know, who knows that that's possible. And so that's the cool thing about that is, like, other people may not even realize it, that whatever you're choosing is a possibility. So,
and that is so true. That is, it's like, I really just realized this not so long ago, is that certain people on the planet, this lifetime, the energy of joy has been so far out of their experience that for you to go, well, just choose joy. And they're like deer in the headlights. I don't even know what that means. You know, just choose ease. It doesn't have to be hard. And it's deer in the headlights. What do you mean? Everything I've seen has been hard. So when we be the energy of that, then all of a sudden there's an actual tangible something that is someone can get and they can see and they can perceive, and then they know something else is possible. Then they know something else is available that they might not have known they could even ask for.
We are right up to the end here. So beautiful. Yes. Thank you so much, Marnie. This is brilliant. Such a gift. And have a beautiful week, everybody. Thank you all for being here. We'll be back next week with more. Bye.
Thank you for joining us today for Creating Beyond Reality. Make sure to join Heather Nichols again next Monday at noon Pacific and 9 p.m. Central European Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel for another adventure into the brilliance of you. Have an amazing week of possibility and creation.